Questions 15 through 18. Listen to a discussion in a cultural anthropology course.
One way cultural anthropologists can study a culture is by sifting through garbage dumps. Garbage is the remains of what a society used or threw away. Let's take, for example, an orange peel. What can I tell by looking at an orange peel?
Well, I think you could possibly tell whether that orange was eaten or made into juice.
Okay, good. Let's imagine that we have a pile of orange peels, okay? This pile of orange peels indicates they were squeezed to make juice. What information can I gain from that?
You could find out, count those peels and estimate the number of oranges used. Enough for two glasses may indicate a single person or a couple. And enough for a couple of quarts might indicate a family.
Good. So we can make estimates on numbers of people. We can make even more assumptions. For example, what could we infer if there's enough for 50 people? What would a seasonal change in the number of peels indicate? As you can see, an analysis of what's discarded can help us map out patterns and give us insights into human behavior. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on one's point of view, much of what's thrown away is organic. So when we're sifting through, say, the garbage dump of a Paleolithic village, the remains are limited. Of course, there are places where artifacts are better preserved, areas with dry desert air, such as Egypt, for instance, or with freezing temperatures, such as the Arctic regions. Oh, we've run out of time. Okay, I want you to think about, when you pass a pile of garbage, look at it and think about what that garbage can tell you. Tomorrow we'll discuss cultural anthropologists and the issue of grave robbing.
15. What are the students probably interested in? Sixteen. Why does the professor mention orange peels? 17. What would most likely be found in a Stone Age garbage dump? 18. Why does the professor regret that most garbage is organic?